May we just brag on you, Lord. May we just brag on you, Lord. When we're lonely, you're always there. If we get down, you always bring us up. When we were out, you brought us in. All of our needs, you supplied them. When we ever get sick, you always heal us. Oh, God, if doors are closed, you always open them. If there's any trouble, you're always our troubleshooter. If we need a blessing, you always have a blessing. If we need a miracle, you always bring a miracle. If we need favor, there's always favor all around us. Just want to thank you. Who wouldn't serve you? You've proven yourself over and over and over again. Oh, God, we love you. We appreciate you. Now, you said ask, that's why I do. And it shall be given. Look on the people on this prayer line. Bless them bountifully over and over again. Supply all the needs and shake the chuck tree and send financial blessings. I want to thank you for yesterday speaking to me and saying that you would bountifully bless your people and saying that this year inheritances shall come. And God, I hope people on the prayer line who hear this will believe it and reach up and grab it, because all they need to do is believe it and it shall come to pass. Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for keeping on my heart to ask you something that most people don't ask, and that is, as you're making millionaires around this nation and around the world, will you remember many of the people on this prayer line and an amazing grace and make millionaires there also? You're able to do exceeding abundantly. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't even say it. But I believe that you laid it on my heart to ask and to believe it for others who cannot believe it. Thank you for it. And oh, thank you, thank you, thank you again and again. We just want to ask you, Holy Ghost, to take over the line and give miracles like we've never seen in 2015. We bless your holy name. We go forward today. Thank you for allowing us to stand and to be standing in the gap. We appreciate it so much. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it for the glory of God properly. Thank God. Amen. Yeah. Oh, my God. Amen and amen. Yes, the anointing is here already. My God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I realize that you're real, Lord, and you're in the room. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're here, and we appreciate your presence and honor you and reverence you and give you the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Those on the prayer line, let's first of all treat God like he is in the room. Don't ignore him. That's a travesty to let him come in the room and you act like he ain't there. That's a no-no. Let's speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lord.
Speak to him. Hey, my God. And let's give him some praise and thank him for being here. Lord, we thank you. Praise check. We thank you for being here, Lord. Thank you for the glory of God filling the room. Everybody, just go to thanking the Lord. If you have a praise, if you can talk, you ought to be saying thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Some people can't even talk. Some people don't have a voice. Some people don't have eyes to see. You can see this morning, you ought to be thanking him. You can hear, you ought to be thanking him. Oh, praise check. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, you've been so marvelous, so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord everywhere. Praise the Lord for you. Y'all sound mighty weak there. Y'all sound mighty weak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess y'all's praise is way, way down this morning. But let's try it one more time. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Praise you. Thank you for moving you. Thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. What you're doing right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I got up early this morning. I dressed and came to the hospital here. And I just, I thank God for what he is and what he's doing. Amen. God's been mighty good to y'all. Amen. If y'all could walk down this hospital and see things, y'all would understand why it's a wonderful thing to give God praise.
Yes.
My God. So many people sick in the hospital. Are y'all in the hospital?
No, I'm not.
You in your house, aren't you? Y'all ought to be grateful. If y'all could see.
We thank you, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you would
Oh, yeah. Y'all not in the hospital. My God. Y'all ought to be praising, thanking him. Oh, my God, going crazy. Y'all not in the hospital. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, a lot of people here would just say, all right, Lord, if they don't want to thank you, they're at home. I'll change places with them. Come on, change places with them. Amen. This is God. They will give God some praise. Amen. Let y'all not be able to get up and walk. I don't want that to happen. No, Lord, please don't let that happen. Amen. But I'm trying to give y'all a little wake-up call. It's good to be alive.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's somebody worse off than you are. Yeah. Bless the Lord. Yeah.
Thank you.
I know you got some needs and you got this and that, but there's somebody who's going through a storm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm trying to remember that message I put together just the other day. Well, let me leave that alone. God bless you. Ambassador Hagen, give us a station identification. And I wonder if Ambassador-elect Prophet Stith is on the line this morning. Amen. Are you there? Praise the Lord. We'll just carry on until she arrives. Are you there, Ambassador? Elect Gail Stith.
Yes, sir. Praise God. I am here.
God bless you. Good morning to you and to all of you. Amen. All right, Ambassador Hagen, if you would give us
God bless you. And good morning. We do honor, amen, our Chief International Ambassador, our Chief Ambassador Johnson. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We do honor, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty. First Lady of these lines, hallelujah. We do honor, amen, mother, the only right mother to the nation, Mother Adelaide Johnson. Oh, my, so thankful for what God is doing for her. And we thank God for all of the bishops and all of the other broadcasters, to all of the ambassadors and all of the ambassadors-elect, to all of our families listening from all around the world, to the more than 90 million listeners that are in the audience today. We give God the praise. And I am Ambassador Hagen, and we're broadcasting here live from NPA.com radio. On the worldwide web, and I'll tell you, as you know, the Block Talk Radio, it is the world's largest and most influential social radio talk in the world, and we give God the praise. We're being heard over 90 million listeners in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Afghanistan, Algeria, Argentina, Austria, Russia, China, Italy, Spain, the Virgin Islands, the West Indies, Amman, Jordan. My God, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. For those of you who like to make contact with us, you may. We're here live at the studio, and all you have to do is just call in. That number is 347-934-0207. 347-934-0207. God bless you all. We want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job right here on the blog, getting the message across the world on a nightly basis. And we give God the praise. We thank God for you, Chief. Keep on doing what you do for the glory
thank
of God.
You.
God bless you.
Well, thank you so much. And let me just, before we begin this morning, I want to ask everybody to cut off your alarms, if you will. Please, if you hear me, cut them off now. We know that somebody has your alarm set for 6:15. Cut it off. I don't mean to be rude to you. But from what we went through yesterday, and amen, I'm not able to be at where we already know who that is, and I don't want to call any names. That's not my style. But if you would cut off your alarm, please. Please cut it off right now so we don't have to embarrass you. All right? If you would cut that alarm off and so we don't have to go through that. All right? We have a great speaker. Must be a powerful woman of God because the devil wouldn't come against her in the first place. The devil doesn't bother folk who are not able to bother him. But this woman is able to bother him a whole lot. Amen. From Arkansas, amen. Great, great praiser who's leading praise. I challenge people everywhere to be the one in your area to get people to thank God 1,000 times. She has people thanking God 1,000 times all across Arkansas and other places too. Amen. And so if the devil tries to mess with her again today, we know the reason why, because she is causing havoc in his camp. Amen. If she can say just a little word to us or whatever the Lord gives her, we know we're going to be blessed. I want to give it to her right away. God bless you. This is Ambassador-elect Gail Stith. And before I go any further, Lord, do you want me to say this now or later? Lord said now. All right. I want you all our ambassador-elects, let me just say to you, not all of them, but Ambassador Gail Stith, Ambassador Gina Hodges, if you all would clear your calendar for next Friday night, just as people go online and receive bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees, I want to be on the prayer line next Friday night, not this Friday, not this coming Friday, but the following Friday night. I want to be on the prayer line because over the prayer line, the Lord told me to go ahead and do an elevation. Amen. The Lord will be doing it. He uses people, but he wants to elevate you all to the level of ambassador on next Friday night. Next Friday night. If you would clear your calendar, I'd appreciate it. And let's have our elevation service over the prayer line on next Friday night at 7 p.m. All of those who can, tune in with us and be a part of it. And I'm asking all of those two ambassador-elects that we named, if you will call all your friends that you want to have present, just like you would have a service, do it then. And then when we get to the convention, we will do it again in person. Amen. So you'll have two times, one in person and one over the online or over the prayer line. All right. God bless you. Next Friday night, we will do that at 7 o'clock. Not this Friday, but the following Friday. God bless you. It's in your hands, Ambassador-elect Gail, Prophetess Gail Stith. Amen. What a blessing. Go ahead. Amen. And if the devil starts messing with you, talk above it. We're going to still be here regardless. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise you, Jesus. To our Chief Ambassador, glory to God. Thank you for that appointment from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the devil is never going to stop you. I already know who he is. Thank you. And he knows who we are in the Holy Ghost. So to pick quickly to what God has given me to do this morning, as we attempted, but it was still yet done in the atmosphere, because the people on the highway felt the residue of the anointing from this line. Glory to God. I'm just going to go quickly and ask God to give me a teaching spirit again. Hallelujah. Because I am going to address the effectiveness of becoming a leader. A leader is also a follower and a servant. Glory to God. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yesterday, what we began to do is clear the atmosphere in the room that we're standing, our Bethel, our place where the Lord dwells. Amen. And he should dwell in your environment. And I know prayer has been offered. But if you don't mind, for a second, just open up your mouth. Hallelujah. And tell God, thank you. Break every yoke, every fetter, every chain in your atmosphere, in your environment, on your street, in your community. Let us go and break all across the community, from the north and the south and the east and the west. We call it and decree it broken. We declare it broken. Everything that's not like God, it won't rise up. We pull down the stronghold. We curse the principality. That's the power. That's the authority that God has given you as a believer, to curse the principalities and powers in the air. Amen. And we give God praise.
Amen.
As we began our beginning to share on yesterday, as the word of God said, let it be done here as it is in heaven. Glory to God. And we know if he said, let it be done in earth as it is in heaven, there was a plan that put in place for the believers of God. He said, I have finished my course. I have finished the work. I must go, but I have left you a comforter. I have left you a keeper. And it's not to be left in the closet, in the Bible, under the bed, at the church, but I've put something in your body, glory to God, which is called the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. And any time that you need to talk to me, all you got, oh, glory to God this morning, all you have to do is just open up your mouth and out of your belly. Thank you, Jesus. We're flowing. Of living water this morning. Thank you, Jesus. While mother and cousin is resting in the hospital room, you all let your spin fill of that Holy Ghost all over the room to rest the healing and seal the healing in the name of Jesus. Stir up the gift within you. Lay hands on yourself this morning. Lay it on your bed and let it flow. Because we know not what to pray as we ought, but the Holy Ghost would take it to the Father, and he know what you have need of this morning. So for a second, just a half of a 30 seconds, lay hands on yourself and let it flow. Let's shift the atmosphere already. Another ram, ha ha, God, he has not most take it here. He has not shove up of a ha, under the most take it here. No, they not about shunned on the most say. He called you out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, give me a tongue with interpretation, a thunder praise, a thunder worship this morning. Glory to God, hallelujah. But even as I speak, thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I heard chief ambassador say, the devil is saying to him, oh, that man's crazy. Guess what he said about Jesus this morning? That woman is crazy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She is crazy in the spiritual realm. Glory. And let me get quickly to what I am going to share this morning. And because I was not able to fulfill everything on yesterday, Chief, I hope you allow me to have one other day. Glory to God.
Absolutely.
With this word, follower. Amen. Let's start with the word follower, saints. If you will write down the word, now I'm going to talk about a follower and a leader. And I'm going to address some leaders that impact many of the saints' lives in the word of God. Now, if you look at the word follower, follower is a common word that we use every day. A follower, when I begin to look up the word follower, it meant a company, an assistant. And then when you study that in the Greek terminology, and when you begin to look at the reference and the content of the meaning of that word, if you ever looked on television or ever been in a Catholic environment, the Catholic denomination or the Roman Catholic Church or the Orthodox churches or the Lutheran churches, we use the word acolyte, and those are the ones that assist the priest. Glory to God. What do? They light the candles, carrying the cross, they are ringing the bell, and they assist in the priest. When you look at that word here, in the English term, it means acolyte, but when you look at it in the spiritual realm, the Greek terminology for that word is ekolio, and I'm going to spell it. Acolyte is spelled A-C-O-L-Y-T-E. Now, when you're looking at it in the Greek terminology, it means it spells A-K-O-L-O-U-T-H-E with a different meaning, but with C-O on the end. Raise your hand right now. Lord, say, I want to be a follower. I'm going to be a follower of Jesus Christ. I've made up my mind I'm going to follow Jesus. So when I begin to research the other meaning behind that Greek word, Jesus was calling people to follow him. He wasn't saying, tag along behind me. He didn't want people to just listen and believe in him from a distance. Jesus was inviting people to come close. Oh, my God, close to him. That's what the meaning in the Greek means. I need you as a follower to be close to me. Join in with me. Help me. Glory, glory to God. In ministry. Hallelujah. What is Chief Ambassador saying this morning? What is it that he's been coming across? What's been the invitation to come across to us? I need you to join me in the ministry. I want you to lift up my hands. Hold them up when I have laid them down. When it appears that I am a little tired. But guess what? I've got some followers who are not only following me, but they're following me as I follow Christ. Can somebody on the line say amen? Now let me wipe away the imagination, because a lot of times we'll take on the imagination. He's just a man just like I am. Uh-huh. I have a husband, and I need to follow my husband. I'm not getting up at 5 o'clock at 5:30 in the morning just to follow a man. The devil is a liar. That's an imagination. That's a tax. That's a stronghold that the enemy has put in your mind. You're not just following a man. You're following a man who's following the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Son of the living God, the only anointed one. Then when you look at that, another Greek word for with means companion. Companion with, I am with thee. So the revelation of one, number one, I want you to grab is God said, I'm calling you as a follower. I'm calling you to be a leader, and I want you to embrace the word. I need you to be an acolyte. I need you in this ministry. I need you for purpose. I need you as a free moral agent. When you look at what an agent does, an agent affects change. Glory to God. So as I grabbed this thing on yesterday, as I was driving to work, I kept hearing the word, 90 listeners, 90 million listeners are listening to your praise this morning. 90 million listeners every time. And Jesus says, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody on the other side of the world is being beaten, but they heard something in the atmosphere that said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm holding on because I am a believer, and I know that you'll be with me. Someone who's about to give up this morning, every time I would hear Dr. Pfeiffer and Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern or Ambassador all the way over in Chicago, I know her name, glory to God. I hear her come on the line. Something happens. The inside of me. A vision leaped inside of me. Every time I hear Mother Johnson and Mother Johnson and all the mothers across the land in Memphis and Chicago and Dallas, over in another areas, I go, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because I know they are followers of Christ. So let me move a little bit further. So those are two words right there. One is follower, and let me give you another definition of what a leader is. Praise God. So God give her a teaching spirit this morning. I begin to look up the word leader. Now, all of us are leaders. It ain't ability inherited. Sometimes they are formed. And the Bible says that I have formed you before the foundation of the world. God has already put his hand on you. He's already carved you. He already knew what he wanted you to be. Amen. He created a winner inside of you. You are a vessel of honor meant for the master's use. You weren't meant to fail or die, to collapse under calamity. You wasn't meant to get up this morning and have a nervous breakdown and a headache and cannot make it. It's the thief who comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, who was trying to keep you from understanding. God said, I come to give you life, and life more abundantly. But until that wake up in your spirit, you may not receive it. So look at a leader. A leader is someone that leads, who inspires, whom influence. Every time I hear, allow all the leaders on the line, I get something from you, glory to God. And when you begin to look up that word, a Greek word for the meaning of leader is, I'm going to spell it for you this morning. It's spelled C-O-R-Y-P-H-E-U-S. And I will be able to properly announced that word on yesterday. I was been practicing on the word, but it's not yet clear how the enunciation goes. But that word leader in the Greek means chief. Thank you, Lord. Chief. For the leader of a school or a herald, a chief of an army or a team, a chief on your job, a person that stands out, a person that would take the baton when no one else would take it, a person that God would speak to and give them a vision of what's to come, a vision for him to see to carry on. So what has God has done with our chief? He's taken him aside and moved him away from everybody so he can minister to him. Amen. When I begin to think of the woman who had the issue of blood, God had to step her, when she knew that he was coming into the area, she knew that if she could just touch his heel, she knew that she would be made whole, glory to God. She already knew about the Jewish customs. She already knew about the man with the tassel who had the tallit, the hanging on it. It's called the prayer shawl. But what I'm getting is, she had to press through the crowd. Amen. And I have another listing of what type of crowd, what type of people, what type of audience that you may have that's trying to walk with you, but yet in the times when you need them, because of their mindset, they will not be. Everybody need a Peter. Everybody need a thorn in the flesh. Glory, glory, glory. But
I'll praise the magnificent name of the Lord. For those of you who would like to make contact with us, you may do so simply by going and to the email address, ladyhagen@yahoo.com. ladyhagen@yahoo.com. God bless you all, and we will continue in a moment.
Press, what is oppression, spiritual oppression? A Hebrew word for oppression is pronounced okshik. Okshik. It's spelled O-S-H-E-Q, meaning oppression, extortion, to obtain from a person by force, intimidation. Have you ever been in a job where people literally oppressed your spirit. It's a setup to break it down. Till you have lost all your hope and you trying to climb the ladder. And then people that you always have known that will always be with you. It makes you sometimes question the word of God when he says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And because of the oppression, my God, somebody this morning is wondering who is holding their ladder. Thank you, Lord. It's a spirit. It's a force of oppression, intimidation, undue illegal power, illegal power, glory to God. Oppression is unjust. It's cruel. It's exercise of authority or power. It is a sense of being weighted down in body and mind and depression. Lord, hallelujah, somebody lift up your hand right there and say, Lord, free my mind. Free my mind. I want my mind free. I want to walk by faith that I don't want to walk by sight. I want to get it into my spirit right now that I am more than a conqueror. Mm-hmm. And what you see now and what you hear now, it's not all I'm going to be. Stop looking at my circumstances. Stop looking at where I live. Don't you look at what I don't have, because the motion doesn't come from the north or the south or the east or west. It comes from God. Hallelujah. All y'all, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then I begin to look at oppression. Oh, my God. Oppression on the job. Oppression in our city. In our ministry, in our home, there are undue burdens, there are issues, there are troubles, there are oppressions that extend from day to day that we encounter as Christians. It gets to the point, it's called external circumstances, while depression will set in, and it begins to set in your mind. And begin to set in your spirit so it's naturally broken. Example, have you ever seen a man that abused a woman so that he tore her down with the word that she gave up? I walked around in the community and I watched people in church that have really gone through things. And I look at them and I say in my spirit, they gave up. They can't give up. They can't die in the church. They can't die out of the church, because the Bible lets me know that we are a family and we are, every part of the body is necessary. Chief, if I'm taking too long, let me know. I know I need to get out of here and go to work, and I'm going to give you a couple of other examples. Oppression, I want you to identify oppression. I want you to identify it's the oppressor who tries to oppress your spirit, tries to break you down. It's the enemy. It's the enemy. It is not God. Glory to God. Now, how does he oppress? Let me give you another example. A purpose of oppressing you is that I'm going to hold you down. I'm going to oppress you so that you can't praise God. I'm going to press you so that you don't even recognize the anointing when it is present. I'm going to press you so that you don't realize that you are a weapon of war and it's in your mouth. Glory to God. Let me give you some scriptures here. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was what? With them. Great word, companion. Hallelujah. I'm a partner with them. If you go with me, you would never go alone. So whatever assignment I give you, I believe in miracles from this mind, glory to God. So even as we open up our mouth, and I will share with you on tomorrow, you have to be in a position with a prayer life. You've got to know the word. You have to come competent. You can't come and speak to the devil and don't know what God says and tell you what to do. Amen. Let me give you another example. Both a spirit and a weapon. That's what you are. Let me give you another scripture. Now, if you're going to be a weapon of praise and war, and you have a companion, you have a partner, and he wants to use you as a follower to carry out the ministry, you must know this, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, Isaiah 61 and 3, to speak of this and this. It talks about a change of clothes. You got to have praise. You have to have your spiritual armor on. But it says, this is what it says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit. It says there's an exchange here for the spirit of heaviness. I'm going to give you a spirit of praise. Exchange where I am right now, God. It is time that you come in the presence of the Lord. There is an exchange going to take place. You're going to give up something and you're going to receive something. Lord, change my atmosphere. Change my mindset. And then it goes on to say that they might be called trees, my Lord, trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The last scripture I'll share in this area here, no weapons that is formed against you shall prosper. I'm an agent. I'm a spiritual sniper. I have a spirit where I'm a weapon of war against that enemy. Hallelujah. No weapon, saints. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rise against thee, don't worry about what they're saying. You don't have to do that. Don't worry. It said every tongue that rise against you, you have to get that in the spiritual realm. It has to be a revelation in your spirit. It won't prosper. It may rise against thee in judgment that thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of God and their righteousness up unto me. I'm going to give me one more minute, and I'm going to close this out, and I'll pick it back up. I'm beginning to look at some model leaders. When you look at Moses, and I won't hit on them very long. When you look at Moses, and then you begin to look at Abraham, and I will talk about him tomorrow, and you all look at Joseph as a leader. Look at Moses again in a different aspect. When you begin to look at Daniel in a lion's den, a leader. Joshua, what he went through. David, hallelujah. Isaiah, glory. Daniel, put your name in there. Glory, glory, glory. John the Baptist. Look at Jesus. Look at Chief. Look at Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Piper. Look at you, Mother Johnson. Look at Mother Johnson. Look at you as a saint. Know that somebody is watching your testimony, looking at you and said, there she is. Their name is being written down in the Lamb book of life. Look at you, Sister Dina. Do you think God is going to leave you where you left yourself? No. Look how he has elevated you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How he's transforming your atmosphere. But as leaders, let me keep a teaching spirit. We have to be mindful how we lead. A leader, I pulled some examples from people in the community when I did a leadership conference, and I'm going to give you a few examples. We have to be careful as leaders. We have to protect the anointing on the cheek and the anointing that we carry. We don't want to be like some of the disciples that was following Jesus that tried to keep the people from him. We don't need to be the spokesman for him. But as he speaks, you speak what the oracles that comes from his mouth. He doesn't need to be our words because we'll put our own feelings in it. Let me tell you some spiritual experiences that I gathered from a community. One lady said, I'm tired of serving leaders who found ministries to be a vehicle of great gain, lying and manipulating, so they lost the member. Leader who threatens me and yell at me to get a mission done. We don't want to be that kind of leader. Found out another leader, young lady told me she stopped going to church because the leaders, didn't say the pastor, said the leaders always put her in a place where she had psychological issues, divorce, and grief in her family, and was still preaching the gospel when it was her turn for the mandate of the mantle. She preached on her. So it put her to the point where she was having crises and continue with anxiety attacks, so she had to leave. The church repeatedly told this other individual, you got to give up and do what I say. If not, the God is not going to be with you. We don't want to be those type of abusive leaders. You understand what I'm saying? We are agents of change. There is 90 million listeners that are listening to us, are still dealing with childhood pain, hurt, broken homes, broken dreams, broken promises, broken, left in the night with the lights on. Glory to God. Someone told them that they would never make it, my Lord Jesus. But I want to tell you that God comes to give us life and give us life more abundantly. I'm going to close on this scripture because I'm going to really embrace this one on tomorrow. When there was a man who had a son that was possessed by a demon, but the disciples could not cast him out. There are so many Greek words and understanding in this scripture. Could not cast them out. There are spirits. They're demons, possessed spirits. They're in a home. My God. We ought to be able to have the power because we're on the line. I'm believing God for miracles this season. This is a season of miracle, of increase in finance and breakthroughs. And as I begin to study all of this about leaders, leaders have to walk in integrity, saints of God. And I hope you just weren't expecting one of them shout hallelujah message. So I'm telling you the basis. You have to have integrity. There must be character. There must be a position. There must be a stand. You must believe the word of God. You must believe what God says who you are. You must believe what Chief Ambassador has given to you as a mandate, as a vision. Glory to God. It's either we have to see it now. We will never see what God has given him to see. But God, when you look at the Greek word for vision, it means optical. It means an eye. God has given him an eye to see the beginning and the ending both at the same time. Thank you, Jesus. But what he did show him sometimes, all the things that we might have to go through to get to that. And you know this line has gone through some cycles of change. But somebody lift up your hand and